How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to your Daily Nerd Devo. So I'm in the process of sort of starting down the path of building a new computer. I've kind of been looking at it for a couple of months, picking up a few pieces here and there as I was able, but I'm kind of in a position to really get going, get started. And I'm using a tool called PC Part Picker. It's a website. You pick different parts. It tells you whether or not they work well together, what all else you need to make them compatible with each other and function as intended. It's really helpful for me, especially because I only know enough about computer parts and choices like this to just make bad, dangerous decisions. So having this kind of keeps me in line in making sure I don't buy things that don't make sense. Your motherboard and your graphics card have to work together, and your RAM has to be compatible, your processing unit, all of it. You have to make sure you have a power unit that can support all of it, the right kind of cooler for the CPU so the computer doesn't get overheated, enough plugs for all of your devices and your monitors. It's a lot to keep up with. It's a lot of individual pieces if you do it yourself, and it's easy to get lost and easy to get overwhelmed and lose track of where you're going. Philippians 4, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, and present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Building a computer is a lot of little decisions that all come together to one big whole. And everything from which case you get to whether or not you plug everything in correctly or make the right installations when you ultimately turn it on and try and boot it up determines whether or not that works out in the end. Been there. It's not a fun process, and I didn't do a good job the first time I did it, like 5.5 or 6 years ago. It's a process, and it's one that I can easily get stressed out and frustrated in. I have that in a lot of different parts of my life, I feel like sometimes. Maybe not a lot, but I'm certainly good at being anxious and not remembering to pray when I am. Those are the moments we get to take things to God. We have an opportunity to take them to God. There are few things that are as valuable to us as the connection we have with God. The ability to call out to Him, to reach out to Him, to pray. To ask others to pray for us and with us. To call out to Him. I think it's something we can't pass up. What Philippians is talking about in chapter 4 in those first couple of verses is immensely valuable to us. It's an opportunity to remember that we can not only take things to God, but to set aside those feelings and that frustration and fear and anger and stress and anxiety, and with thanksgiving and thankfulness, take what we're worried about to God and let His peace take over within us and our situations and our circumstances and the circumstances and lives of those we're praying for. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen, and come hang out with us on the Nerd of God Squad Facebook page. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, I've got more parts to pick, so I'll be on PC Part Picker.